New York City is hosting the annual World Economic Forum, a high-powered gathering of academics, businessmen, and politicians. In southern Brazil, anti-capitalist organizations are holding a rival event, the World Social Forum, NPR's Martin Costi reports.
The World Social Forum is part academic conference and part Woodstock. 13,000 delegates attend hundreds of workshops on poverty, racism, and capitalist imperialism, while at the same time another 20 to 30,000 hangers-on camp out around the city just to be close to the event. Brazilian graduate student Alexandra Albuquerque says she's pitched her tent here out of a conviction that the world just can't go on the way it is.
Ah, eu acho que o pensamento geral de todo, principalmente, né, do pessoal que tá aqui.
I think everyone here feels dissatisfied with the world order, Albuquerque says. It's a sense of dissatisfaction with the growing chasm between rich and poor, and this event gives us a chance to express that dissatisfaction. This is the second World Social Forum, and it's much bigger and better organized than last year's, which was also held here in Porto Alegre. There's also a newfound sense of excitement. Catherine Vaillancourt Laflamme, an activist from Montreal, says recent economic disasters will make the world more receptive to the notion that the current economic system is broken.
We've seen what has happened in Argentina, and I mean, this is the best example we could have a couple of weeks before the World Social Forum to see that, like, the policies implemented by the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, do not work. I mean, like, they are putting people to starvation, and I mean, enough is enough.
Latin American leftists are especially excited. Throughout the 1990s, they looked on with disgust as their countries embraced what they called neoliberalism, the American-style privatization of public utilities, budget cutting, and increased imports. Now, with the economic collapse in Argentina, the leftists feel vindicated. Lula da Silva, the Workers' Party candidate in Brazil's presidential race, says Latin America has had enough.
Eu não sei se vocês perceberam o que aconteceu no mundo nesses 10 anos.
I don't know whether you realize what happened over the past 10 years. The four most important representatives of neoliberalism, the presidents of Brazil, Argentina, Peru, and Mexico, all of them left office charged with corruption, and all of their countries were left in a delicate state.
Brazilian voters seem inclined to agree. At the moment, Lula da Silva is the uncontested front-runner in this year's election. But the anti-capitalists gathered here in Porto Alegre are less sure what to make of September 11th and whether it helps or hurts their cause. Although everyone here is careful to condemn the attacks themselves, the general consensus is that the U.S. had it coming. Noam Chomsky, the MIT linguist and outspoken critic of U.S. foreign policy, is a special guest at the World Social Forum. He warned his admirers here that September 11th would be used against them.
The message is we, the powerful, will pursue our own agendas much more, even more relentlessly than before, while you, the people of the world, are supposed to be quiet and submissive and obedient and not to raise your voices.
Still, organizers are being careful to keep this event peaceful. They've made it clear that McDonald's smashing won't be tolerated, and they've banned representatives of armed guerrilla groups. As a further sign of this movement's growing respectability, European politicians are now attending, including six cabinet ministers from France. If this sort of thing keeps up, the World Social Forum runs the risk of becoming downright mainstream. Martin Costi, NPR News, Porto Alegre, Brazil.